This is a dictation for Mr. Tanveer Nazir. Date of service is 6/4/2024. Date of birth is 7/23/2000. Oh no. Date of birth is 5/22/75. Date of injury is 7/23/2023. Mr. Tanveer Nazir is here for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, he was injured in an automobile accident where allegedly he was a restaurant driver and was involved in a T-bone collision on the front driver's side. This impacted his headaches with the pain in the chest, left lower chest with a collapsed lung and atelectasis, pain in the neck and the lower back and left shoulder were the result. Shooting pain to the left arm and both legs posteriorly was also present. Numbness of the fourth, fifth finger affected most of the ADS. Patient report that he is now currently seeing Dr. Holzman, who is a neurologist, for his ongoing TBI care. He has had various tests and they changed from Depakote, which has been discontinued, Zoloft, which has been discontinued, and now he's on venlafaxine for further treatment. And he's also seeing a neuro psych with Dr. White, where his counseling is being done. Although his headaches are worse and dizziness is worse, and vertigo is worse. He reports his chest pain in the left lower chest is still going on, and he's unable to breathe well. He's working, but his pain in the shoulder and the back affects his working ability. After a very short time, he starts having severe pain. Motor weakness is reported on the right side, on the left arm, where the motor power is only 4/5. And he seems like dropping the phones and dinner plates. Numbness is reported in the left arm. Overall pain is between 8 and 9, and the ADLs are affected 8. The patient reports 60% improvement overall in the symptoms. Kindly review the records for the ADLs, system review, additional history, as well as substance abuse and a compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 138/87, pulse is 69, pulse ox not taken. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit. Dated 3/21/2024, dictation number 0326-032. Plan is that patient should continue seeing Dr. Holzman, Dr. White for his neuropsych and TBI issues and let them manage the headaches. We're going to record the request. He has issues with the memory, worsening headache, worsening dizziness, vertigo, and I'll not be able to help him in this area. His MRIs have been reviewed and discussed with him at length. He has in the left knee a medial meniscus and lateral meniscus here, which may require a series of steroid injections. That patient is not availed yet. In the left shoulder, the patient is found to have posterior superior labral tear and traces of glenohumeral joint effusion and subcoracoid bursa fluid, but no rotator cuff tear is noticed. The patient may benefit with an intra-articular injection of the left shoulder, maybe a bursa injection. In the right shoulder, patient is found to have anterior superior labral tear with posterior superior labral fraying and loculated fluid collection and subcoracoid bursa. Cervical spine is also involved with the herniated disc at C3-4, C6-7 and facet arthropathy in these areas with bilateral neuroforamen narrowing. In the lumbar spine, there is a L5-S1 disc herniation. The patient is advised to continue therapy, neck traction, lumbar traction, yoga exercises, infrared therapy, heat treatment with laser machine and as well as in wet heat exercises, yoga exercises. And the patient has been advised about considering the injection for the lumbar epidural facet joint injection as a cervical epidural injections. Continue the injection to the left knee times 4, and the patient has not never provided a consent, so it cannot be done. He's provided with the medications, which are Mobix 7.5 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effects, Protonix. Is provided 20 milligram twice a day, Tylenol coding number 4, 1 or 2 PRN, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day, Furoset 1 or 2 PRN for headaches, Lidocaine ointment for chest, and X-ray of the left chest is ordered to identify the progress of atelectasis. Please mention in the physical examination that the patient is still not moving enough air in the left chest, lower chest, and no crepitation or wheezing is heard. Other than that, the patient is quite stable. Thank you. His maps and labs have been reviewed and are found to be in compliance.